It's always very excited to have a conversation with our next guest, one of my fave women contributors on this particular show, Leanne de Bassompierre. She's coming to us live from New Delhi with Live with Leanne, and really looking forward to finding out what these first couple of weeks have been like. Leanne, the last time we spoke, or the first week, you were still in Brussels.
Yes.
My word.
It's not even been a week yet. And if I must say so myself, I've been very efficient since getting here. And
impressive.
It is quite the change from West Africa. Obviously, it's more Anglophone than West Africa. Though I was surprised that when I last lived here 17 years ago, not in New Delhi, but in Mumbai, I'm surprised that fewer people speak English on the streets. Hindi is really very much more dominant in the streets of New Delhi than what Mumbai was. Perhaps
yes.
It's the city that's more international. But that was one of my first impressions. The other issue was, I don't know how, and we've had this conversation many times over the past few years since the pandemic hit, that I don't know how people coped here during COVID.
Mm.
Being here, experiencing it firsthand, how crowded the city of 16 million people actually is. It is actually astounding. They seem to now be still, as I said last week, following certain precautions. My children started school yesterday. We had an orientation on Friday. And entering the school, we all had to take antigen tests. They still need to do an antigen test every Monday. They get they also have a vaccine sticker that they have to wear.
Okay.
They have to show that they've taken this antigen test. It is a way, I mean, obviously they're going back home every day, but it's a way to say that the is some kind of control on a weekly basis in terms of COVID. They of course have to wear masks. I know in South Africa, mask wearing is not mandatory anymore. It's not mandatory here, but it's good to see that people are still wearing their masks in
Correct.
Streets, in public places, in buildings, etc. I've also been very excited to see that as opposed to West Africa, you know, you think that, you know, you're on the same continent, that there's a lot more connection between a country like Cote d'Ivoire and South Africa. But I've been very surprised. I mean, not surprised, but it's been a nice experience to see more links with South Africa. Of course, there's the BRICS connection that we have between India and South Africa. But it's been fun to see one of the houses that I looked at, for example, was in the same building as the South African ambassador's or a South African High Commissioner's residence. And there's this massive flag. And my 10-year-old was like, Mom, we have to live in this apartment because there's a huge South African flag outside. They think that you work for the South African embassy.
Aww.
So that was quite sweet. My 10-year-old as well. Yes.
I was just going to say other links of course, that being the TRIPS waiver, as we're speaking about the COVID-19, other links with South Africa, in terms of the fact that India and South Africa went ahead advocated for us to have access to IP for vaccines. I'm curious about your point about the vaccine. Do you see a large take up when you look out for the stickers? Is it just on the kids, or is this in Delhi in general?
It is in Delhi in general. It seems like Delhi, there's been I don't know the exact figures, and I can try to get that for next week. But from what I've heard and speaking to people, there has been a large uptake for the school that my children are at specifically. All the parents and all the children have been vaccinated. They also took the opportunity to give children boosters this summer, and we have to update that information. My children, for example, have not received their booster yet because we come from a place where they were not actually already offering the vaccine to children in Cote d'Ivoire. We got special access because we are under the Belgian embassy, and Belgium made those vaccines available to us. So it's been interesting also, not just in terms of this move, navigating the travel regulations, but also the vaccine regulations between Belgium, Cote d'Ivoire, South Africa, India, and how it changes, you know, from country to country.
Sure.
So that has been quite interesting. And other South African links, for example, is several South African teachers at my children's school, which I also thought was quite fun, and that got them quite relaxed. They're coming from the Francophone system, so they were quite nervous about, you know, doing maths in English now, and so that kind of kept them calm them down a little bit. But what was the most interesting for me so far is the reach of Bollywood. Now, we know that Bollywood movies have been watched across the world. There's a growing interest in it. But in Africa specifically, and especially in West Africa, I've seen over the last few years how many people are getting more and more interested. Bollywood films are now being dubbed into French and English. But my nanny arrived from Cote d'Ivoire on Saturday, and she speaks more Hindi than us. She's from Burkina Faso. And I was like, and she's like, acha tike. And I was like, what? She understands more Hindi than us. And that is so funny.
That's incredible. I mean, and you would think maybe it would be Nollywood that would be. I've been
watching Bollywood movies for years.
That's incredible. I mean, it is the biggest film industry in the world. I mean, we get so distracted because of the, I suppose the emphasis of the US, you know, of Hollywood and of the US media machine. But literally the biggest industry, film industry in the world is Bollywood. So it stands to reason, but that's so cool.
I know. I thought that was quite an interesting little tidbit that I want to do, what I want to share, because I was quite worried about her coming, and you know she's from Burkina Faso. She'd only left Cote d'Ivoire once before to work for a family in Tunisia. But she was the one that actually asked me to be able to travel. She's like, this is going to be a great way for me to experience the world. I said, wow. It wouldn't be a problem for me to find somebody locally. But she wanted to come, and I wanted to give her that opportunity to be able to travel with my family. Of course, it's a great help for me, so that there's continuity in terms of help with my children. But I thought that was quite nice to have that African Indian connection.
And out of interest, how many languages do your kids speak now?
My kids speak English, French, and they've been taking Spanish for a couple of years. Though my first son, because he started speaking in Mexico, his first language was Spanish, which he's forgotten. But now that he's been taking it again for the last couple of years, it's come back a lot quicker because it was the first language that he spoke.
That's so incredible. I mean, I don't know if Hindi is now going to be added to the list.
Yes, it's going. We're all going to learn. We can't let our nanny put us to shame. No, but we want to learn Hindi as well, just to kind of acclimatize better, to meet local people and not just be in this expat bubble, which we've never liked to be. I mean, obviously, it's a good help. It's very nice to be part of an expat community. But I think you get to know and understand the country much better when you're properly integrated in the country.
And that works perfectly for us, because we get to see, allow you to be our eyes and ears on the ground live with Leanne. Thank you so much, Leanne de Bassompierre. First week in New Delhi, second day of school for the kids. Ciao.